My guest today on the school report is Garaway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay. Dr. Millay, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So lots of exciting things. The end of the year is near, and that means end of the year trips to eighth grades headed to D.C. Talk a little bit about how that's going to work.
Yes, this is an exciting time of year, and the eighth grade trip is an annual trip to the nation's capital that our students take, and they will be going next week, as you said. It's a great opportunity for those students to dive into American history and to see some things firsthand. So when they go there, they're going to explore the U.S. Capitol. They're going to see the Lincoln Memorial. They're going to visit Smithsonian museums. And it's truly, as I said, a hands-on learning experience that deepens their understanding of our country. And I can tell you this, one moment that always touches everyone when they go on this trip is the visit to Arlington National Cemetery. And just watching our students pay respects and reflect on the sacrifices of our nation's heroes is really an impactful event for everybody that's there. I do want to take the opportunity to give a big thank you to our dedicated staff and chaperones who make this incredible experience possible every year. It's definitely their hard work that really shapes the meaningful and memorable trip for our students. But we're all looking forward to that for next week.
And one of the things that Garaway prides itself on is community involvement. There's a community day coming up here very soon. Talk about that and what's going to be going on.
Yes, and you are absolutely right. That is something that we pride ourselves on. It's a reciprocal thing. Our community is so giving and supportive of us, and then we try to give back and make an impact on our community as well. So on May 9th, it's coming up, our entire 712 building will embark on what we're calling a Community Impact Day. Our students and staff will go out into all areas of the community, and they're looking to provide needed services, show some love, care, philanthropy for the community that, as I said before, just supports us so well. If you can picture this, we're going to pretty much our entire student body from the 712 building, students, teachers, administrators, staff, rolling up their sleeves, tackling projects like beautifying local parks, planting gardens, cleaning trash, organizing food drives. And it's not just about service, but it's about connecting, sharing time with each other, and celebrating what makes our Garaway community so strong.
And that is a commitment that Garaway has had from the beginning, as you mentioned. And as we transition into the end of the year, there are a lot of things coming up that parents need to be aware of. What are some of the end of year events that need to be marked on the calendar?
Well, one of the big events that's right around the corner is our Garaway Education Foundation Night, where we recognize our top students and we award over $40,000 in renewable scholarships. That's going to be on May 13th at 6:30 in our high school gym, and that's always a very special event to conclude the school year. Also looking ahead, of course, we have our baccalaureate for our graduating students, so that will be happening on May 11th. At 6 p.m. And then the big graduation ceremony, if all goes well as far as the weather is concerned, will be outside at our stadium on May 17th at 7 o'clock. And we have a very special night planned for that.
And if folks can't make it out to Garaway, we will once again be having the graduation ceremony here on the radio and on YouTube. So parents or family who may not live in the area can watch their student graduate. So it's an exciting time for everybody indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And we appreciate you doing that, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, Dr. Millay, well, this is going to be our last time chatting here on the air for this school year. Any last things you want to leave us with?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity. I've enjoyed it over the course of this year. It has been another amazing year at Garaway, and I appreciate the support of the listeners that are out there. Look forward to seeing some people at these community events that are coming up, and I wish everyone well.
All right, Dr. Millay, thank you for your time this year, and we look forward to doing it again in the fall.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My guest on the school report has been Garaway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay here on WKLN.